Bruce A. College High School Football Game of the Week on KTNC Radio. Tonight, Fall City Tigers will be on the road at Fairbury to take on the Jeffs. Fall City coming off a tough 40-0 loss to a very strong Platteview team last week, while Fairbury took on a team moving up from 8-man to 11-man this year in Tri-County and beat the Trojans 35-0. We'll find out if how things turn out tonight for these two teams coming off of those games. Fall City, despite a loss, Coach Jack Bangert very upbeat about his squad and about the first week's play and the practice they've had this week. I had a chance to visit with both coaches, Matt Edson of Fairbury and Jack Bangert of the Fall City Tigers. You'll hear that coming up next here on KTNC. Again, all of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net, and you can listen live as well on KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Back with a visit with Fairbury coach Matt Edson after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Fall City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. Make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th, between 10 and 3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
SNC Southeast Nebraska Communications offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now time to talk to the coaches, and we'll begin this evening with Coach Matt Edson, the head coach of the Fairbury Jeffs. Coach, you got a good win last week, 35-8, I believe it was, over Tri-County, if I wrote the score down right. 1-0 on the season. It's always good to get that first one of the season, get that under your belt.
Yeah, it was a great win. We actually was 35-0.
That's right.
So we got our first shutout since 2017, so that was, the kids were really excited about that. And took the offense a little bit of time to get going, but once they did, we had a lot of good success in the air, especially. And our senior quarterback broke the school record in passing yards and tied the school record in touchdowns. So it was a fun night defensively and offensively.
Tell me about that passing game. As you said, lots of touchdowns, lots of yards, and not a whole lot of rushing attempts, what I saw.
No, we really feel like we have a lot of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball at receiver. And, our offensive line does a really good job pass protecting, and our running back, he don't get so many carries, but number 8, Augie Judd, steps up there and does well in the pass protection as well. So we really feel like that's a strong suit. The quarterback, he's pretty tough to corral, and he does a good job releasing the ball. And we got playmakers with James and Jackson and Brendan and Connor and Riley. I mean, the list just keeps going on. So we got a lot of guys that can make a lot of plays.
Just looking at your roster, pretty good sized team this year too.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to see. You know, we have 40 guys out. This is the biggest team, I think, the last 10 years. We have a big senior class with 13, and then we even got a nice size freshman class with 17. So there's only 10 combined in the middle. But, kids want to go out for football in Fairbury, and we're continuing to grow the program.
Hey, that's half the battle, getting them to want to come out, isn't it, anymore?
Yeah, true. And once we can get them, we can convince them that football is a fun sport, and we're going to teach them and coach them up and get them the best they can be.
Fall City and Fairbury has been a very interesting matchup over the years. One team either throttles the other one, or it's a really good ball game. It seems somewhere there's not a lot in the middle sometimes. But what do we expect to see tonight out of Fairbury?
We're gonna attack. Come through the air just like we did last week, and hopefully our defense can hold. Where I have a lot of confidence in those guys making plays. We tackle better than we have tackled in many years last week. So. I think, the Jeffs, we want to get on the board early and shut them down offensively, and hopefully we come out with a win.
The Tigers, I guess you probably don't have a whole lot to look at for scouting purposes with a new coach and a new system. What do you think you're going to see from Fall City tonight?
Fall City football is always a physical football team, so we're expecting them to be very physical. They're gonna try to run the football. They have their eye back. We saw some good things from him on film. Mm-hmm. And then their receiver number 19, he's a very good receiver, and they're gonna try to get the ball to him.
All right, Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys of things are going well for your squad tonight. What will we see?
We need to eliminate turnovers and tackle on first contact.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to our pregame show. We continue our coach's visits. Now we are joined by Jack Banger, head coach of the Fall City Tigers. Coach, the season started last week. You took on a very strong Platteview team. Lost 40-0, you told us the coach show this morning. It's not all doom and gloom for the Tigers after that week one loss.
No, not at all. I feel good about where we're at. I know that's hard for fans and people in the stands to say, man, 40-0, how can you feel good about it? Well, you got to remember, these kids are learning a whole new system. I think the offensive line is really where it showed that we have a lot of improvement to make, just in rules and understanding the schemes that we're trying to block up front. But kind of like I said, we've watched a lot of film this week. We went through every play, talked about the rules, had the kids identify what they did wrong, and then yesterday out on the field, I saw a lot of those things get fixed. And so now, can we do it on a Friday night when the lights are on? I think that's the real test this week as we play Fairbury.
Your team, well, not your team, last year's Tiger team, they were loaded with seniors. that's nice for that year. Didn't have a great season, but the next year, that's tough when you have so many seniors graduate. You're putting a lot of new people in a lot of new places, learning a lot of new things this year.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time on Friday night where I had four freshmen on the field at once. And I'll tell you, in Class A, you say every freshman you start is a loss. I'm getting used to Class C1. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, Blakely Sells is going to start at quarterback, and we're going to move Wilcox out to the X. I can't have both those guys on the sideline. They're too good. Blakely, you know, John, you've been around long enough. You know who Blakely kind of reminds me of is Nate Freshel back in the day.
Okay.
He's a freshman, but he doesn't act like a freshman.
Wow.
The kid can play ball, and I think you're going to see that tonight. I mean, he had a really good game defensively for us last week. He played a little bit of offense, but I wasn't real comfortable throwing a freshman in against Platteview. I thought, you know, let's let Tate do this because I trust Tate. Tate's a great football player. But Blakely's going to be special. I mean, he's got it. He's got the feet in the pocket. He understands how to run the option. I think this kid's going to be special, and, you know, it's going to be hard, though. Like I said, you know, last week, we got a lot of ups and downs that we're going to go through learning this system, but I love our kids' work ethic. I mean, they've come back, and they are into it. And, you know, you'd think after 40-0 they'd be deflated. Not at all. We've had our best week of practice so far this
mm-hmm.
week.
Good. Fairbury Jeffs, they won 35-0 last week over Tri-County. It's hard to get a good read, as you talked about during the coaches show, because Tri-County's coming up from 8-man to 11-man, so they're doing a lot of learning, too, and Fairbury got the best of them last week.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And Fairbury is definitely a better team than what they were last year, I think. Like I said, they've got this number 15, who's a nose tackle, moving around to DN, who's pretty good. Their quarterback, you know, has a good arm. They're going to do a lot of things trying to throw the ball against us. It's going to be a great battle. I think, you know, this type of defense we play is ultra-aggressive. We like to play man as much as we can. I mean, we will play zone, but we love playing press man so we can bring the heat. And that really, you know, our best player is Stephen Fields. I don't know if you guys realize it, but last week against Platteview, he had 9 tackles, 7 of them were unassisted, 4 of them were for losses and a sack against a good Platteview team and never came off the field. This kid's special, and what's crazy is he's even a better human being. I mean, I wish I could have him for 4 years. He is just the kind of kid that you love to coach. He's a monster, and I think he's going to really help us this week, because if they do sling it, they're going to have to account for him for sure in their scheme, because he's a good football player.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to see out of the Tigers' offense today? Are you going to run it? Are you going to throw it? What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, just generally, I like to be 75-25 in the offense. So if we're running the football. Now, in a perfect world, I'd run it 95% of the time and I'd pass it 5. There's just so much that can go wrong in the passing game. It's a lot easier to catch that snap and hand it off to your guy and let your big boys work up front. That's the kind of mentality I want our offense to have. But last week, you know, Isaac Frederick, I can't give that kid enough credit. I mean, he's a sophomore. He had 28 carries against Platteview last week for 102. And when we watch the film, if it wasn't for mistakes, he probably has a lot more than that. And again, mistakes up front, mistakes by the back, not hitting the right hole or not using the right footwork. These are all things that take time to fix, and it's all new to him. So I'm not upset with them at all. That's just the natural progression of things. You know, if I ask a kid who's never played basketball to go out in the court and dribble down the court, you know, and make a great entry pass, it isn't going to happen overnight, and that's kind of where we're at.
And the first road trip of the season, always interesting. Every coach does things a little differently, but going to Fairbury is always an adventure.
Yeah, and, you know, I've never been to Fairbury. I grew up in Fall City. I don't think I've ever set foot in that town, but all I hear about is that trip is awful.
Yeah.
Nobody likes driving to Fairbury.
Could be worse.
Yeah, so I don't really know much about it. I just know it's quite the trip. I haven't traveled with these guys. Now, we did go to 7-on-7 in Sabetha every day, or like once a week this summer. We went to Seward. I thought the guys traveled well. Luckily, I got Tom Weinert, who's been around for 30-some years, and he's like, hey, coach, don't forget this, don't forget that. So he kind of knows the ins and outs of traveling with Tiger football. So I feel like I got good guys around me. And like I said, our kids are focused. I can't complain about it. We've had a great week of practice, so I expect us to really perform well.
All right. With that, we'll let you go, Coach. Thanks for the visit, and good luck to the Tigers tonight.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
Back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
El Camino of Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought that professional performance home. Gravely Residential Zero-Turn Mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare, smarter, easier, and more intuitive controls. We've had 100-plus years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck and put the neighbors on notice. Gravely. Driven from within. Available at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody. From Fairbury, Nebraska, it is time for high school football night on KTNC. The Falls City Tigers in action on the road tonight against the Fairbury Jets. Fairbury, one win on the season. They beat Tri-County last week. Falls City, they lost last week to a very good Platteview team. Tom Bartek with us tonight. Coach, you saw the Tigers play last week up close. Tell us, I mean, they've got some improvement. They're an awfully young football team.
Awfully young. It looks like they're going to make a few changes tonight. Going to start a freshman at quarterback. Had difficulty moving the ball against a pretty good Platteview team last week. I think we had one first down in the first half and a few in the second. Just really struggled offensively moving the ball, and as a result, they just got tuckered out on defense, and it ended up being not a very close game, John. I hope they can rebound a little bit tonight and get things going.
Well, February won 35-0 against Tri-County, but Tri-County is back in their first year in a long time playing 11-man football, so they're no doubt learning in that week one, and we'll see. I don't think we can learn a whole lot about Fairbury from that game last week.
Yeah, you would hope this would be a pretty competitive game, I think, between these two. This was the only win that Falls City had last year, wasn't it, John?
I believe so. So we'll see what goes on with the Tigers here tonight in this ballgame. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, Johnson County Central is up at, I know where they're at, but I can't say it. They are up there at Conestoga tonight in Murray. Randy Tools up there with Lucas Freshke. You hear that game on Sunny 101.3 tonight. And we'll have score updates also from Jim Brown Stadium tonight, where Sacred Heart is hosting Lawrence Nelson. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at some of the starters for tonight's ballgame after this break on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats,
in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Teppelmeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Community Medical Center in Fall City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th between 10 and 3.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, welcome back here to Fairbury. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. I will go first with the visitor from the Falls City Tigers for Coach Jack Banger. He will go tonight. And these are the kids that we know are starting, are going to play a lot. He's got a whole bunch of ends. We've got X, Y's, and Z's and all that stuff. So I'm just going to tell you, they're sort of receivers. Caden Strecker, the 168-pound junior, that will be in there, receiver. Jackson Strauss, tight end, 185, and a senior. Robert Gilkerson will be at an end at times. He's a 178-pound junior, and he'll also be in the backfield at times. Daniel Holland will start as a tailback. He picked up a little over 100 yards last week, 175-pound junior. Tate Wilcox will be in there on the offensive side as a receiver, 160 and a sophomore. Starting at quarterback tonight will be Blakely Sells, a 160-pound freshman. And up front for the Tigers on the left side, a tackle, Stephen Fields, 225 and a senior. Left guard, Zane Evil, 220 and a junior. 185-pound senior in the middle, Kellen McAfee at center. John Craig, 335-pound senior at right guard, and to the right tackle, Kemper Foster, a 235-pound junior, Tom.
For Fairbury tonight, or for Fall City tonight on defense, we're going to have, let me get my right line up here, okay?
I understand. The green line.
Got it.
That's Fall City.
Our new guard tonight will be Derek Helmick, number 64, 195-pound junior. Defensive ends will be Stephen Fields, number 67, and Zane Ebel at 220 pounds there. Middle linebacker will be Kellen McAfee. Linebackers Jackson Strauss and Robert Gilkerson. At cornerback there, we'll have Daniel Hollins and Tate Wilcox. Safety will be Blakely Sells, and the rover will be Isaac Frederick.
On the Fairbury Jeff side tonight, offensively, the trigger man is Jax Beadle, 150-pound senior. He threw for 320 yards and 5 touchdowns last week. Alongside him in the back is going to be Augie Judd, a 200-pound senior. The receiver, James Old, 185 and a senior. Riley Arner, a receiver, 175-pound junior. Also at the end spot side and wide receivers, Brendan Runge, 180-pound senior. Brody Krolitz, 145 and a freshman, and Jackson Mark will be in there at end. He is also a starter at end. They've only got 4 offensive linemen listed on the starting lineup. It includes Conrad Kozalka, 175-pound freshman, Aldo Ramos, 205 and a junior, Ashton McClown, a 185-pound senior, and Drake Ripterick, 260 pounds and a senior in your starting offense for the Fairbury Jeffs tonight.
In the starting defense, just like the Fall City, a number of kids going both ways here. Starting a defensive line for the for Fairbury Jeffs will be number 70, Drake Richterick, and Noah Heisen, number 56, and Devin Carroll, number 15. Linebacker positions will be Jarrett Wood, number 17, and number 22, Brendan Runge. At the defensive back positions for Fairbury will be Augie Judd, number 8, James Olds, number 10, and Corey Nippert, number 13. And I think I got them all there, John. I think that rounds it out.
Close enough, or we could get them when they make a tackle. You said something very important. Most of these kids are playing both ways, and I looked at the little weather bug here a little bit ago. 96 is the feels-like temperature out there. Bright sunshine everywhere but the Fairbury bench on this west side of the field right now. It's blocked off by the shadow the press box, boy, it's going to be a warm first half.
It is. It's sticky out there again, just going down to get us a Gatorade, John. I think I broke into a sweat.
Yeah, it's not. It's easy to do, and we certainly appreciate fine air-conditioned press box they built here at Fairbury a few years ago. This is a wonderful facility. If we were 20 yards closer to the field, it would be better. But, hey, you do what you need to do, and they have a fine facility here. A lot better than old Queen Field.
Oh, my. Yeah, that was something. This is a big improvement. You're right.
The old Coltrane rumbling, bumping, a long run with a whistle blowing for the street coming up. It was always an experience.
Oh, my.
Coach Banger said, you know, I don't know that I've ever been to Fairbury in my life. And we were talking. I said, well, I'll tell you about Quinn Field. He said, it's a long ways over. And I said, yeah, I remember when I was in high school, we came over here. Coach Holman, Coach Moon, Coach White, back in the Walk-Home Glory days.
Yeah.
We came over here on a Friday night and it rained. And, you know, down to Quinn Field, it was right along the river. We got rained out. We had to start it after we got here.
No,
we got to come back Monday night.
Oh, my.
And I thought to myself, well, we went and showed up. We shouldn't have to come here on Monday.
Yeah.
But it didn't work that way.
You could make it here from Fall City in probably an hour and 15 minutes if it was a straight shot. But you do a lot of weaving, winding roads here to get here, and it does take a while.
You think you're in Missouri sometimes, or part of Missouri, certainly. Well, the Jets won the toss. They said, we want the ball. So that's where we're at. While they're getting the final pregame festivity wrapped up, we'll take another 2-minute timeout and be back with a kickoff on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And once again, welcome back here to Fairbury. We've had our national anthem here, sung by one of the students in Fairbury, and we're ready to go.
We're ready to go. We timed that just about right.
Yes.
Wow.
Good crowd.
It is a good crowd tonight. Wow. Yeah, give me a moment. I'm glad I'm not out there playing, John. I'd rather be hugging it all out here in this room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With all that extra stuff on, oh, that would be fun. That would not be a good place to be tonight. But
why do you see Holberding out there?
Okay,
how do you say that? I see him over on that far side there.
Yes.
We were wondering if why it was out last week. I think he had a chip and a bone or something. There is what I was told. And
rib, I believe.
You're right. Yeah. That's right. A little cracked rib, and it looks like he's back. So hopefully he can make it through. And also, Paul said he's got back tonight. Daniel, let's see, what's his last name?
Daniel Hollins, the running back. He's starting running back for Fall City. He also did not play last week with an injury.
All right, the Tigers are going to kick it off. Fairbury won the toss. They said, we want the ball. Going back there deep for Fairbury. Let's see if he's on the right side of the sheet here. He is going to be Jackson Martin on one side. And, boy, on this near side, he'll turn around. I'll tell you who he is. 18 or 10, perhaps.
Can't pick it up either yet.
I think it's probably James Oles, number 10. Kicker for the Tigers is Derek Helmick. He had the 40-yard line. Last week, we kicked off the first ball of the season with the 45 of the boys. We didn't catch that. I thought, what's wrong with this? And didn't catch it until later next week, this week. It's a short roller picked up at the 25, back to the 30 with Fairbury, and then across the 35 to about the 37-yard line, bringing that football back up the field for Fairbury that time. The first time tonight, Nick Smith, freshman.
Looked like Fields in on the stop there for Fall City.
Well, maybe that was number 7. I bet it was Connor Girth. Fairbury has kind of different yellow on their rib jerseys, and they're a little difficult to read.
And it's a little hard to pick those up. You're right.
Fairbury at the 33-yard line and caught 11:46. Here we go. Jax Beadle in the pistol. Two receivers, one to either side of the field. High snap, goes up the ladder to get it. Now looking, throws it. It's complete out of the left flat. Oh, a great cutback block, and the receiver out of bounds up around the midfield area.
Isaac Frederick knocked him out of bounds there, but not until a good game there for Fairbury.
Believe that James Olds, he caught 5 balls for 115 yards and a couple of touchdowns last week, and he will be out to the 49-yard line, a 16-yard pickup on the first play of the game. And it almost looked like a broken play.
Yeah, he was running wide open out there, though, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. So first down through the air. Now Fairbury on the near left hash mark. Brandon Runge goes wide left. He's got a slot man plus a receiver. Excuse me, on the right side. And a fake, the handoff quarterback. Pump fakes, now gets away. Chase, he's got a man over the front, wide open at the 30, 25, and the 20. Down to the 10, 5, and it's a touchdown. Pass caught, and up into the end zone they go. The touchdown.
Well, that had to be some broken coverage there. He did not. Fall City guy within 15 yards of there.
Not on this side of the field. Wow. That number 6, Todd Jackson Martin, I believe. Hard to catch those numbers.
Yep, that's who it was. Ran it in.
So they went from the 49 to 51-yard pass play and a touchdown on the second play of the game. And now Fairbury will try to kick the extra point through here. Kicker will be Augie Judd. No, wait a minute. Somebody on the kick team failed. Now maybe two of them didn't get on the field. So timeout called here by Fairbury. Just do that. Well, we'll take a quick 30-second timeout. And we'll be back on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back ready now. Fairbury's got all the right personnel on the field. Here come the Tigers back out here to try to stop the extra point kick if they can. Fairbury on a 51-yard pass play. And now we will get this extra point attempt underway. A snap off the mark a little bit. The kick is up, and the kick is wide to the left. No good. 6-0 Fairbury. 11:27 to go in quarter number one. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. The Scoring Drive Summary is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. Didn't take long for everybody to get on board, John. Two plays, 67 yards. The scoring play was a 51-yard pass from Deal to Martin. The extra point was no good, and with 11:27 left in the first quarter, it's 6-0 Fairbury.
So that was a quick hit, two of them for the Jeffs, so the Tigers find themselves here in a hole to start this ball game, and they are ready, the Jeffs, to kick it away. And then the ball fell to the D.
What? I didn't see much wind blowing this.
Not much. Well, you know, the kicking tees aren't what they used to be, literally. And you don't have them little ears sticking up to hold the ball anymore.
That's true. That's true.
So the kicker for Fairbairn and the kickoff man is Devin Carroll, a senior. Approaches the ball. There you go. And a long into
a good kick. Going to make it to the end of the end zone.
Hopefully it hit about the five. Wow. I thought it rolled in about the one.
Yeah.
Tigers run back there and get it. They'll have it to start the possession in the other first possession of the ball game here. Falls City will have it at their own 20-yard line. I had to remember my rules.
Yeah, I know.
Six-man last night watching college football. I never remember who's got where we're at.
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be Blakely Sell, 160-pound freshman and quarterback for the Tigers. Coach Maynard told me earlier, he said, well, he said, I might have started him last week, but he said, I didn't want to start the freshman in his very first high school game in front of the home crowd and make him nervous. So here he is in the pistol. Three receivers, the handoff goes straight ahead, back here, and it should be Daniel Hollins, I believe.
Yeah. The bottom of the pile there is Drake Richterick there for the tackle for Fairbury after a bail. I'm going to say no gain on that.
I would agree. Second down and 10 for the Tigers. Falls City going left to right as we look at it toward the south end zone here in the first quarter tonight. Tigers huddled up. They'll bring two receivers to the near right side of the field. Come out here will be Tate Wilcox along with Isaac Frederick. And they go slot man in there. Three trips right, one receiver left.
Yeah, some stress.
Option left, lost the ball back, and up ended immediately is Daniel Hollins. And Hollins had nowhere to go. The defense cut him up, and it'd be about a 2-yard loss.
Connor Gerst, number 7, the senior, made that tackle for Fairbury. Guess 2-yard loss, it looks like, John.
Wow.
3rd and 12 there.
Fairbury looking strong so far on both sides of the ball. Just a few plays into the ball game. Tigers need to get something on track here. 3rd down and 12. Bring a man out here wide right once again for Falls City. That's Caden Strecker. Two receivers wide on the left side. Motion man will be Jackson Strauss from the right to the left. And an option right. Sells. Fakes. Now pitches. Back coming around, that's Hollins gets hit, drag a defender with him out to the 25, and then he got turned around and took a pop right in the back.
Yeah, Riley Arner put a pretty good hit on him there, number 4 for Fairbury.
His 7-yard gain, it'll bring up 4th down and 5 for the Tigers now from their own 25-yard line. Independent for Fall City, Tate Wilcox.
Back deep, we got number 22 and number 10.
Rummy on the far side.
Old.
Yep, old on the little side. Thomas Field looks like it's got a little wear on it. It's only second week of the season.
I hate that the middle part is a little bare, isn't it?
Here's the kick. It's a pretty good kick, and it's going to come down. And, it took a reverse.
Oh,
the Tigers had to scramble to get on it.
Yeah.
It hit it right around the midfield stripe of the 50-yard line and then bounced backwards back into Tiger territory. Fairbury football, the Tiger 48-yard line.
And number 53, Vaden Leighton got down there. He's the long snapper there for the kickoffs to make that recovery. I get not recovery, but just jumping on the ball to keep it going, getting it going closer to the Falls City end zone.
9:04 left in this first quarter, 6-0. Fairbury with the lead here early on, left hash mark. Jeffs for the football. Split 2 men left. One man wide right, that's the wide side of the field. quarterback in the pistol, call the snap count, Beal, back, wants to throw, does, he's got a man wide open over the right side, and it's going to go for a touchdown.
Wow.
Catching the football once again, Jackson Martin for 48 yards and a score.
Wow. Back then on coverage for Fall City was number 2, Tate Wilcox, and boy, he must have some speed out there. He ran right by him, John.
Yeah, wow,
he's wide open.
And open early, too. That was the 115 yards through the air already. A 328 last week. They were putting up some numbers through the air in the Fairbury Jets. So now let's see if we do a little better on this extra point over here. Getting them lined up right. Here's somebody just now coming out of the field for Fairbury. Riley Arner. Here comes another young man into the extra point. I think they're going to go for two. I don't see the kicker out there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This
certainly looks like it.
You know, that judge got his hand up. They're going to go for two. All right. Split man wide right, one-on-one. Quarterback keeps. He's going to scramble to the left, and he's got untouched. Into the left corner of the end zone. That makes it. Now, 14-0, Fairbury with the lead, 8:55 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake Atasha in Auburn and Weston in Fall City. Kind of a repeat of the first score. We got a one play, 48 yards, the same combo, Beal to Martin. Extra point, although they went for two. Beal scored untouched going into the end zone there. With 8:55 left still in the first quarter, Fairbury jumps out to a 14-0 lead.
Ready to boot it away once again here. Fairbury tees it up. Tigers stand back around their own 5-yard line. Man in the white hat says, give it a go, boys. Here's the kick. It's a long end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at the 10-yard line. The Tigers dropped it, picked it up. 15, 20, and fighting forward to the 25-yard line. Be the Tiger return man coming back up the field with it for Fall City. That time was Isaac Frederick.
Number 11 made the stop for Fairbury, Dalton Van Lanningham. Looks like a little better starting position here at the 25 for the Tigers. See if we can make something of it here, John.
Tigers just need get a little confidence, get a first down. Not anything will help at this point. Just get her going a little bit. They gained 7 yards on the last offensive play, but they were in a 2nd and 12 hole. So they'll bring him in wide to the right, one wide to the left in the pistol. Sells call the count, motion him in across. That's Strauss from right to left. And we got all kinds of red jerseys moving, and we got flags on either side.
They got him jump across there with the count there, didn't they?
Yep, going to mark it off offside penalty. So it'll be 1st and 5. First penalty of the ball game. Here come the Tigers over the ball. Pretty much in the middle of the field, and it's going to be in the pistol set again. Give the ball to the tailback, run the left side. That's going to be Hollins. Hollins runs that left side, pushes his way out toward the sideline and taken out of bounds. After a short gain on the play, it looks like.
It's like number, let's see, that looks like 18 to me. Can that be right? No, that can't be right.
Yeah.
It must be 10. That's James Old is just, it's just picking up that yellow on red. Boy, that's hard to see that sometimes there.
Yes.
But Olds, and anyway, we're going to say Olds made the stop on that for Fairbury, John.
2nd and 2 now for the Tigers. The ball's on the far side, left hash mark. Got him stopped in bounds. The clock continues to move here. Blakely sells, calling the count. Turns, gives the tail back, and oh my. Jeff and doing a loss back inside the 30 to the 29.
Boy, he was there to meet him in the backfield, number 17 there for Fairbury. That's Jarrett Wood. He barely got the handoff, and boy, he had him in his arms wrapped up.
That's going to bring up third down and five, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Loss of two on the play. So now third down, they need to get the ball out to the 35-yard line. They're on the 30. Two receivers on the right side for Falls City. Sells calling the count. Gets the snap, drops back. He looks, throws to the sideline. It is caught, and he gets the first down.
Man, let's see. I think they're going to mark it right at the 35.
Right on the spot, Isaac Frederick with the catch, and they put him right on the down.
First down. That was a nice throw.
Yes, it was. Tigers get their first down of the ball game. Sells passing the ball to Frederick. Pick up five and a first down for Fall City.
Well, they needed something positive to happen there, John.
Yes, they did.
Giving the ball right back again. Wow.
The ball comes to the near side of the field, the right side. Fall City breaks the huddle, splits a man wide to the left out there. This time, Tate Wilcox, the wide man. Got a receiver on the near right side. Motion man Strauss across from right to left. Defense is coming, the ball by the quarterback, and the scramble is on. Sells wins the race back and falls on top of the football, but all the way back at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, Brendan Runge was right there. If Sells wouldn't have fallen on it there, he was there to get it. That just low snap went under his legs there.
Tigers lose 13 yards on that snap. Call that a team carry. The first fumble of the ball game for Fall City, but they didn't lose it.
Did not lose it. No.
Now second down and 23 from their own 22-yard line. Now you got your playbook, Coach. Let's see. Trips right. Single receiver to the left side of the field. Three down linemen for Fairbury. Sells takes a snap. He looks. He throws out in the flat again. Ball is caught. The receiver gets away, carrying the football, Isaac Frederick. Frederick got back out to the 30-yard line, a pickup of 8 on the play.
James Old made the stop. He kind of bounced off a few people there, but James finally corralled him and knocked him down. We get about a 5-6-yard gain on that, John. Maybe even closer to 7 or 8, huh? Because they were 13 back there, I think.
So now we get 15 to go, pickup of 8 yards. Third and 15, 30-yard line. 5:52 to go in the first quarter. 14-0, Fairbury with the lead. Twin receivers either side of the field. Sells with a snap count, but drops straight back. He looks. Here comes a rush. He throws. It's hanging in the air, and it is incomplete. Tiger receiver knocked it away.
Yeah.
Fairbury defensive back, fortunately.
Jackson Strauss kind of went on defense there. That would have been a pick.
Sells got hit just as he was releasing the football. It went up like a duck.
Wounded duck.
Not much you could do about that.
No.
You're getting hit as you throw it. That makes it tough all the way around. So now.
Back deep, we got Runge and Olds again for Fairbury. And
Tigers ready to punt it away. That should be Strauss back there, I believe. It's not, though. Wilcox, I believe.
Yeah.
Snap is away, roll, or punch away. It goes to the 40, return to the 45, and knocked down right at midfield will be the ball man, the return man for Fairbury, James Olds.
Isaac Frederick got down there to make the stop there for the Tigers. We're pretty close to midfield here, aren't we? Looks like they're marking about the 49 there of Fairbury. First down.
I got the nose of the ball on the chalk.
I think he moved that up.
I think he did a little bit, yeah. I agree with that. It was just easier this way for the penalty. So here come the Jets over the football. They are 2-for-2 so far. Beal, they have not tried a running play yet, I don't believe.
No.
And two receivers right, one to the left on first down and 10. The Tigers showing blitz. Here it comes. Beal wants to throw on the sideline, and it's intercepted by the Tiger. I believe that's Hollins.
Yep.
At the 30, gets around to the 25 and breaks the tackle. Still on his feet and knocked down Let the Tigers get the turnover.
Boy, they needed a little shot in the arm there, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Let's see. Getting up there off the bottom of the pile is number 83 there. Let me look here. Oh, it must be 63. Ashton McCown made the stop there.
So no yardage on the return for Fall City, but they do get the football back at their own 28-yard line with 5:15 to go here in quarter number one. Down 14-0 to the Fairbury Jets.
Well, that's six on the back of that Fairbury jersey. I got to tell you, Jim, that does not look like six.
A big dinner on the end?
Yeah, hold on. That's no. A funky-looking six.
It's got a square end on the top of it, doesn't it? All right, Tigers in the pistol on the far left hash mark. First down, 10 motion men coming across from left to right this time. Sells back, hands it off, and the tailback through the line of scrimmage, knocked down to the 30-yard line, and I believe that will be Holland again. It is. Short yardage, a couple on the play.
Riley Arner made the stop after a gain of two.
This, Tom, the Tigers, I didn't count them up. I think, what did they say, four seniors or something like that. I'd have to count them up, but so very,
very few
upperclassmen.
Yeah.
And
it's evident how many times you see a freshman playing quarterback.
Yeah, it's going to be a learning experience. Oh. There's a snap by the quarterback. I don't think he even knew that was coming. They throw the ball, it bounces, and now the Tigers may get the benefit of an interference call.
And they are going to get bailed out on that. That was just kind of thrown up for grabs, but the Fairbury Jeff players, number 5 and 10, rung in that. They were so anxious, they just plowed right over the Fall City receiver and try to get the ball. And as a result, they're going to get called for pass interference on this, it looks like.
The Tigers missed on the snap. Pass interference, Fairbury. That should be a first down.
Yeah.
Pass interference, they'll mark it off from the 30-yard line. So second penalty of the ball game against the Jets will give the Tigers their second first down of this first quarter. 4:32 to go here in this first period.
And both those first downs have been by penalty too, haven't they, John?
First was a pass play. All right, now the ball is out at the 45-yard line. Fairbury defense lines up, playing with three down linemen. And it looks like about five linebackers.
they do. They're all
six now.
And they got eight men right up next to the ball there.
Sells takes a snap, looks, throws to the side. It is tipped away at the last moment. That's a dangerous pass for both teams. If the receiver catches, the defender went by, he's not going to get him.
Yeah.
If the defender catches it, nobody's going to touch him. It gets in the end zone.
Jack Beal was there. It was a pretty good coverage there. That ball just kind of floated, but he wasn't able to get quite to it. But knocked it away there for an incomplete pass there, and second down now and 10.
So the Tigers back, huddled up. I often wonder why the home team puts their players on the side with the stands. This situation, I understand it, because their teams are faced into the sun the whole first half of this ball game. So the Tigers with the ball, second and 10, 45-yard line. And pump fake twice, throw over the middle and going down to the ground. He did not make the catch. No. Intended there off the fingertips, and the Tigers just couldn't get down there. Caden Strecker couldn't quite hang on to it.
Yeah, he was open there. Just didn't quite corral it in. It was a little low, but certainly what you received is try to make that catch there if at all possible. That would have bailed him out a little bit. Now we got third and long here.
Clock stopped at 4:22 mark of the first quarter now. Tom, there's people out here in front of us wearing long sleeves and jackets. I'm just amazed. This will set for the Tigers on third and 10. Brady calls a snap, throws her in and out of the breadbasket. The defender that time, the first down marker, incomplete. Lucky break for the Tigers there.
James Olds was there, and it just kind of went in and out of his hands there. I think kind of bounced off his shoulder pads there. It looked like it was going to be picked. I think we got a little fortunate on that. Fall City did. Now punting from their own 45 here.
If either offense runs the ball the rest of the game, we're going to be here till about the middle of tomorrow morning.
You're right. There have not been a lot of running plays out there.
No, not at all. Kerber has yet to try a running play. All right, punt formation for the Tigers. Good snap. The punt is away. It's a low kick. It's going to hit, check up the 25, then roll inside the 25 and go dead about the 22-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good punt there for Fall City.
So, again, Wilcox punting it that time. Fairbury will get the ball. First and 10 with 4:10 to go here in quarter number one. They're on 22-yard line. Next week on KTNC, it will be Auburn at Wahoo. Tune in. All our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM. All right. Over the football come the Jeffs. Two receivers left, one to the right, the wide side, the left side. Beal, 150-pound senior, rolling to his left, looking. Now stops, throws underneath, and it went behind the front receiver, went in front of the following receiver, and fell incomplete.
Yeah, Martin's kind of his favorite target there. That just kind of split the receivers there. They had two of them running in the same area there, and neither one was able to get it.
That's fortunate for the Tigers, because if any one of them caught it, he had some running room.
Yeah, you're right. They were running fairly free there.
I know we see a lot more pass in high school football than we did even 10, 15 years ago. But I think it's still probably very tough for the defense in high school to stop a passing game.
I agree.
So here come the Jeffs over the football. Second and 10 now. Wide side, the left side. Beal looking it over, brings another man to the near left side, and one of the tackles, I think both the tackles jumped up.
They did.
So they'll back him up 5 yards. Third penalty against Fairbury. I'll bring up second and 15. Ball back to the 17-yard line now. Now, bringing around, Beal going to roll to the left, looks up the field, and he throws underneath. Ball is caught, and that man didn't go out of bounds, catches the ball and running, James Orles. And it looked like he was going to be pushed out of bounds, and I think that's what the Tigers thought, and he stayed in,
yeah.
Picked up another 10 or 15 yards.
And good balance there on the sideline. He got hit pretty good there, but he had to stay up on his feet. Finally driven out of bounds there by Isaac Frederick, but not until a pretty darn good gain on that there, just to the Tiger 45-yard line.
38 yards on the pass play that time. Yards through the air already for Fairbury. As I said, they have not tried a running play yet.
No, I think last week, Fall City had a difficult time defending the pass against Platteview, and they're kind of, I think, kind of just taking up on that.
From the Tiger 45, Beal back, he looks, pressure, throws over the middle, short this time, intended receiver up the field that time for
that. Martin, it looks
like. Five can't throw it to five.
Jackson Strauss had some pretty good coverage on that particular play there. He was right with him, so he was blanketed.
3:47 left to go now here in this first quarter at Fairbury tonight. Sagan Hearts up 20-0 with 3:29 to go in the first quarter over Lawrence Nelson tonight. Pretty good Lawrence Nelson team. And the snap back and fake the handoff. Beal going to roll to the right. Look, throw underneath and just off the marker. Might have been just a little behind Riley Harner.
Yeah, pretty good coverage again there by the Tigers. They had him covered up there. He was running for his life and just getting rid of the ball.
So now it's third down and 10 for Fairbury. Ball again spotted down to the Tiger 45-yard line. Bring in a different end. They rotate ends in with the plays. And here come the Jeffs. Near side left hash mark. They'll split Brendan Runge wide to the right side. Two receivers on the near left side. Beal with a back behind him. He's going to be there to block. Runge, or he holds it. He's hit. And thrown. He fired. Oh, that's. He threw the ball out of bounds. One of his teammates. It didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage. Is that not a flag?
Hmm.
Is that not grounding. And I know Fairbury's wanting a penalty of some sort. They're wanting interference, I guess. And now they're talking about grounding. This makes Fairbury coach at Nexus very unhappy. They call grounding now, and I think that's what they're talking about.
Let's see. They're going to call a holding penalty on Hull City. Wow.
Oh, they call offsetting penalty. They call grounding and holding, defensive holding.
Wow.
So we have a do-over.
Yep.
So offsetting penalties, they'll say third down and 10 again.
Yeah, the last couple of plays, Fall City's put a pretty good rush in there.
Yeah.
Beal's been having
some pressure.
Yeah.
All right, two men go wide to the right side. Two men wide on the near short side, the left side. Judd, the lone setback, and I believe that's Judd, snap it back. And they throw it out of the backfield. The ball caught over there in the backfield that time was Martin. And Martin is going to have the first down tomorrow. A little swing pass out of the backfield all the way down to the Tiger 29-yard line. Picked up a 16.
Strauss there to make the stop. And not until another Fairbury first down.
That's a nice little play, a little change there.
It was. They had nobody on Martin coming out of that backfield, did they?
No. I was looking at him, so that looks like a different running back. I couldn't see his number. I said, that's a six.
Yeah.
Clock continues to move, this time with the pass complete. Now the ball spotted the Tiger, 28-yard line. And no more sun on the field. I'm sure the players probably appreciate that. Now Beal back to pass. Looks, he's got time. Pump fake, now being chased. Back pedals and caught and sacked all the way back at the 45. A loss of 17.
Yeah, Oberdeen and McAfee both on him there. Yeah, that was big. They sent a little pressure on that. Sent Oberdeen in from the back position there and made a good play.
Yeah, that's a big sack. So it'll bring up second down. And, oh, my goodness.
Timeout Fairbury. All right, John.
Timeout Jeff. We'll take a timeout. The score 14-0 Fairbury leading Fall City in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:18 left here in this first period. Fairbury with the lead. Fairbury with the ball, second 25 at their own 43. Takes some extra time to water the players here on a hot night this time around, which is a good idea.
It's been a long first quarter, Jen.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Officials checking everything out, looking at the score clock, checking their notepads here. Second timeout taken by the Jets. Or was that just a water break? I'm not sure.
I think it's a timeout. I think they took a timeout.
They just didn't take one off the board. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's second and 25 for the Jets at the Tiger 43-yard line. Now, wide side with a single receiver, the right side, and a throw to the left sideline, and it's up and missed out there on the connection with Jackson Martin, who was double covered that time.
Good coverage out there by Strauss, knocking the ball away.
I was talking with Coach Banger the other day, and I said, you know, Jackson Strauss has one problem. He's pretty good at a lot of different things, which kind of in football leaves you in a nowhere land.
Yeah.
You know, is he a linebacker, or a defensive back, a defensive end, or quarterback, receiver, running back? Where do you put him on offense?
He's a talented kid. He's got a lot of natural ability.
Here's the snap into the shotgun, thrown to that left sideline again. A catch up the ladder goes James Olds. grabbed it short of the first down, but inside the Tiger 25 to the 24, an 18-yard gain.
Holberding made the stop there. Lucky he did, because that might have gone all the way otherwise.
188 yards through the air already for Fairbanks.
Wow. We have fourth and about seven yards there.
Pretty sure they won't kick a field goal.
Yeah, pretty sure.
So they take their time getting the play in here. Clock moving, 1:45 yet in this first quarter. Two receivers to the right side in that slot is Olds. They got one man to the near left side. And the quarterback rolling wide open and off the
ball.
And the defender.
Wow.
Was
Colin Holland. And then it went into the hands of 22 there, and that is Brendan Runge.
So unfortunate for the Tigers there. That's a 24-yard touchdown pass, and it looked like they had the Tigers beat flat out, but then a good play by Hollins, and just unfortunately the ball went into the hands of the receiver. He was able to hang on. That wasn't easy.
No, I thought it was going to be a pick, to tell you the truth. That was 18 yards there, it looks like.
24
yards.
So the kicker now in there is Judd. Snap looks good. The kick is up, and that looks like a good kick.
Yep.
Here, and it is. And it's out 21-0 Fairbury here in the first quarter with 90 seconds. Go on back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. CJ Katasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. Well, with 1:30 left in the first quarter, Fairbury scores again with a 9-play, 78-yard drive. Pass play from Beal to Runge covered the last 24 yards. Judd with the extra point, and we're sitting at 21-0.
Well, ready to kick it off once again is Fairbury here. You can't call it a lucky touchdown because it was a nice play. It was a nice play with the defense, and that, when he tipped it, then it became lucky.
Yep, his pass was thrown there, and he just went. That happens.
High end over end kick. Backmen run into each other. They pick it up off the ground now at the 10. Coming back up the field with the football for Fall City there. It was Isaac Frederick.
Wow. Yeah, on the stop there for Fairbury was number 17. That is Jared Wood making the stop.
Spot will be the 14-yard line, looks like, for the Tigers. Take over the ball, 1:22 to go here in quarter number one.
And the way they've been struggling moving the ball, John, that doesn't help when your receivers are running into each other there and the ball is laying on the ground.
Yeah, makes it tough.
And starting in a hole again here.
The Tigers break huddle. They're on the right hash mark. Blakely Sells, freshman quarterback, calling the count. In the pistol. Motion man across to Strauss. And an option to the left side. And Sells is hitting. He never got out of the bed. Did he drop that ball? Did he know?
No, didn't look like it.
Somebody went creeping up in there and got him from the inside, and Sells couldn't even get to the pitch man.
Devin Carroll, the one that was in there on him, never able to even run the option there. He was just kind of holding on to it, keep him fumbling it.
Wow. Lost back to the 9, about a 4-yard loss on the play for Ball City.
It's just a little too slow developing there on that option play.
Right now the Tigers are about -9 rushing.
Hmm.
Stay tuned for the Highland Community College halftime wrap-up, score reports, look at the first half action tonight. All right, once again, in the pistol, Sells back. Sells throws, and it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage. That's a big old lineman right there.
Yep. Number 70, he's Drake Richtarik. Was in the 80s, a big boy, you're right. He was back there in a hurry. He had his arms up and knocked that ball down.
He looks like he's about 2 feet taller on the Tiger side. All right, it's going to bring up 3rd and 14 for the 9 for the Tigers. 27 seconds left in this first quarter. It's a long first quarter with all the passing and all the incompletions.
Yes, it is.
Tigers, now Fairbury's got... Fairbury's got one too many defenders, and now Fairbury is going to take another timeout here, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like they gave him that timeout, picking up the flag there they threw.
All right, tying off Fairbury, they lead it 21-0. We'll return to Fairbury in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening from the home of the Jets, Fairbury, Nebraska. I'm John Nixon and Tom Bartek here as we get ready to wrap up this first quarter here. 27 seconds to go, the Tigers 3rd down and 14 yards to go back at their own 9-yard line. Fairbury's only real problem so far, Tom, is personnel.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to be on the field when? It's happened on an extra point.
It's a point a couple times
on your offs or... Now here on defense.
He's got some excited kids that want to go play there.
So Strauss bludged wide to right. It looks like single coverage out here on both receivers on the right for the Tigers. For Fairbury, covered them up. Saul's called the count. Two receivers either side of the field. He'll take the snap. He's back at his own one. He launches it upfield, and it's intercepted. And they get away from Strauss, back down the field we go, 25-20, a block, and into the end zone.
Wow.
Touchdown, a return of 40 yards on the interception for a touchdown.
James Olds, nice run by him there for a score up the sideline.
I guess I'll call it 40 yards, Tom. That's about the neighborhood it was. That's one where we probably... threw that one into a bad spot.
Yeah.
There were 3 defensive backs there trying to get Strauss to use his jump in and his height to go get it, but Fairbury's got some good athletes in that defensive backfield as well.
Yeah. So, wow. Oh, it was old on that. Okay.
And now Augie Judd in to try the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up and just... made it through. 28-0 Fairbury, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. We return in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What's your money doing right now? Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap again brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. Well, Saul's trying to make something happen here on a long pass play and... ended up getting picked off there by Olds for Fairbury. Runs it back 40 yards for another score. The extra point was good by Judd, and we're sitting here with 13 seconds left in the first quarter, and Fairbury is leading 28-0.
And we're ready for the kickoff again by the Jets. Here's the approach, and it's a low kick. It's going to tip the hands of the return man back at the 10-yard line, I mean the 5-yard line. Coming back up the field for the Tigers this time, I believe it was that Wilcox.
Number 12. That was Frederick. Right.
On you had a 2 in it.
Frederick
with the return. And the Tigers get it back with 5.6 seconds ago here in quarter number one.
Landon Trim, number 12, making the stop there for Fairbury. It looks like Fall City will start off at their own 24-yard line. First down with 5.6 seconds left here in this long first quarter here.
Well, Blakely Sells will head back out there for the Tigers to play from the sideline. In that pistol set again, no.
Two backs back there.
Two backs in the pistol. All right, ready to go. There's the snap. Turn, hand the ball off, and that's going to be Daniel Hollins on the carry, and nowhere to go for Daniel Hollins. But that will end the first quarter. Fairbury 28, Fall City 0. It's a loss of 2 on the play. We'll take a timeout. Be back with the second quarter after this one-minute break on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
12 minutes up on the clock. Fall City lost 2 yards on that last play of the first quarter. It's now 28-0 Fairbury. Tigers have the ball second and 12 at their own 22-yard line. Tom Bartek's going to bring you our second quarter back here tonight from Fairbury.
Thanks, John. Second and 12 here, switching to ends of the field here. We'll see if that's any better here for the Tigers after a long first quarter there where Fairbury struck often. Four scores there in the first quarter and lead 28-0. Tigers are coming out here. They're in the huddle now, and they break it. And the officials kind of getting that chain gang over there going, getting things lined up first here before we get started. We're getting close now.
I can only imagine the trouble they would have last night. We did a six-man football game and a 15-yard game. You're wrapped up in that.
Oh, my. Second 12. Here we look like we're ready to go here in the second quarter. Sells back in the shotgun there, two back in the backfield, take the handoff, rolls right, oh, he gets away from that defender, throws it up, and it's complete on the sideline to Strucker. Nice gain, about a 14-yard gain there for Fall City, and be first down at the Tiger 37.
Pretty good wheels with the Tiger quarterback there, getting chased down by Conrad Cazalga, another fresh. He just about had it.
Well, he had his hands on him, didn't he, Jim?
He had one more gear, thankfully.
Yeah, so showed some good agility there to get out of that there and came up with a nice throw there to Strucker. Yeah, first down Tigers now at their own 37-yard line. Tigers break the huddle. Got a little different formation here this last few plays here where they're keeping two men in the backfield there, two split out to the right. There's a penalty flag there. You must alter that count a little bit. We can't hear it up here, but the second time this game, they've gotten Fairbury to kind of jump off sides. So it'll bring up a first down now and 5 for the Tigers.
Third penalty against Fairbury, or 34th penalty for 40 yards in this game.
First down and 5 here at their own 42-yard line. Sells back in the backfield along with two backs, two split out to the right there. Strauss way out to the right. Calls the signals. There's the snap, and he hands it off. Oh, he's just smothered in the backfield. He had nowhere to go.
Nope.
Daniel Hollins there.
Hollins got hit as soon as he got the football that time. Get up off the pile.
Devon
Carroll.
5-yard loss, it looks like, there for the Tigers. Maybe even closer to 6 where they mark it there. So they can bring it now. 2nd down and 11 for the Tigers. Wow.
Yeah, loss of 6.
Tigers break the huddle. Coming out here, split out to the left. We got Strecker and Wilcox. In the backfield, we've got 2 backs there along with Sells. Calls the signals there. There's a snap. Hands the ball off there. And short game for the Tigers. Maybe picked up 1, if that. That was, let's see, who did he hand that off to? Is that Hollins again? No, number 12. That is Isaac Frederick had the ball there.
Fairbury defensive line, they're not very big, but they are quick. Get in there that time again.
Yeah.
Devon Carroll.
They do seem to be pretty athletic.
Yes, they are.
And we got 3rd down and 11 for the Tigers here on their own 36-yard line. Break the huddle. We got Trips out here to the left. We got Strecker way out on the right side. Lone running back. Sells calling the signals there. There's a snap. Rolls left, throws the ball. It's out there by number 2, which is Tate Wilcox, and he gets about a 7-yard gain, but it's still going to be short. Going to be 4th down and about 4 yards to go for the Tigers. Be an interesting decision here by Coach Bangard on what he does. I think we don't have too much choice here. Can't imagine the way Fairbury's been running the ball or moving the ball. But we'll see what they do.
Yeah, if you don't punt it, what do you do?
Yeah.
When you're down 28 points, sometimes you just have to make a stand. We'll see what the Tigers do
here. It looks like Fall City is going to line up here to go for this here. We got 2 receivers split out here to the left, 2 to the right, and Holland's in the backfield along with Sells. Sells calls the signals there.
Anybody up on them?
There's a snap. Sells looking, there's a throw, and it's complete. Okay. Out there to Jackson Strauss. That's going to be enough for a first down.
Nice play.
Just past midfield at the Fairbury 49-yard line. Fall City picks up a big first down.
Got about 6 on the play. Well, Fairbury didn't have anybody up on those wide receivers out there that time.
That's a little surprising there. Well, Tigers got a big first down there. They've got a little drive going here, John, here to start this second quarter. And we got 3 receivers now split out to the right there. Strecker out to the left. Holland's in the backfield along with Sells. There was snap, wasn't quite ready for that. They were ready to pitch the ball and kind of bounced off Holland. He wasn't quite ready for it. And Fairbury, it looks like they are going to pick up the fumble here. Looks like number 8 there on the bottom of that pile.
I think so.
Number 8, Aubie Judd for Fairbury gets the fumble. And Fairbury is going to take over at the 49-yard line of Fall City with first down here with 8:38 left to go here before halftime. Boy, that play just didn't look good from the start. He wasn't ready for it.
Didn't get the snap caught, and then we got a defender right on as he wanted to pitch the ball, and the pitch kind of hit the running back up behind the shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Recipe for disaster.
Fall City on defense now. Quarterback gets the ball here. Beal throws the ball long and he's open, but he overthrows Rogie, I believe, is that?
Holds
down the sideline. That's pretty good coverage there by the Tigers. Who was that back there with him, John? Can you see a number?
Not yet. He'll turn around.
He's going sideways for us.
He'll turn around eventually, I think.
I think
it was Tate, maybe.
Well, anyway, he can bring a 2nd down and 10 for the Jeffs here. 8:33 left here before half. Pretty good coverage there by the Tigers there. Everybody going to split 2 receivers out to the left, 2 to the right here. Single running back who they haven't given the ball too much tonight. And he'll keep the ball, rolls left, throws the ball up, and it's behind the receiver there, and it's going to fall incomplete there. That didn't look very good when he left his hand. That was kind of a wobbler there. He had a receiver open across the middle there, but just threw it behind him there.
off the hands of Hollins back
there
as a quarterback and couldn't hang on to it.
We're going to bring up third down now and 10 for the Jets at Fall City 49-yard line. Coming in with the play there is the quarterback, Jay Beal, from the sideline. They break the huddle here. Two receivers left, two right. Running back there behind Beal, who hasn't gotten the ball much tonight. Beal over the center and calls the play. Rolling, throws the ball up. And again, it's going to fall incomplete. Fall City had pretty good coverage again on that play. Had two backs back there on him.
Kind of thrown up into a crowd there. It was kind of a 50-50 who was going to catch the ball, have a chance at it.
Going to bring up fourth down now for Fairbury, and it looks like maybe they're going to bring in their punting team there. Have we seen the punting team yet tonight?
I don't think so.
Not Beal either. Well, no, Beal's going to stay in there, but I think he must be the punter also.
Yeah, I think he did punt once.
Yep. He's going back there. Going to snap the ball from the Fall City 49-yard line here. 8:20 left here in the half. There's a snap. Good snap to Beal. Gets the ball off. Nice high punt. Going to drop on the ground and roll for fair toward the goal line there. Would have been a nice one to catch there. Going to down it at about the 8-yard line there at Fall City, where they'll take over first and 10 at their own 8. Well, yeah, that ball had enough hang time. It looked like that probably should have been fair caught there.
Heck of a punt.
Could have saved about 15 yards on that bounce.
Well, they're good. They're going to call it the 9, I guess.
Yeah, it looked like the 9. My eyes were cheating.
I understand completely. I understand completely, sir.
It's not hard to do. Fall City breaks the huddle here. 8:10 left before half. We got a receiver split wide right, one wide left, two backs in there. And sells up under center. We haven't seen that much yet today. There's a snap, and his quarterback sneak right up the middle and picks up a short gain there of maybe 1. Bring up second down now and 9 for the Tigers.
Right in the middle of that tackle that time is going to be Ethan McCown, a senior, also in there, I believe, 54, Conrad Kazalka.
Second down, we'll give him one on that. It was a short gain there for Sells. We got two backs in the backfield again, two split out here to the left for the Tigers. So we've got him set to go here, calls a snap count. Ball snap. He swings it out to the left Strecker here, and boy, he's corralled quickly. Loss of about 2 or 3 yards on that play.
That was good defense immediately as soon as Strecker got the ball.
Yeah.
Coming up to pop in there was Connor Girth.
He sniffed that out pretty good. Looks like going to bring up where they mark it here, about 3rd down and 11. So a couple yard loss on that for Fall City. Bringing in a play from the sideline here. 3rd down and 11, 6:56 with the clock running, which it hasn't done much at all plays tonight there. 6:15 counting there. 3rd down and 11, Fall City here. They're on their own 9-yard line here, trying to pick something up to keep this drive alive. Otherwise, they're going to be punting deep from their own side of the field. Sells calls the snap count. There's a snap. Oh, wait a minute. We got a delay game on top of that. Going to be half distance to the goal there. Going to put it about the 4.5-yard line. Where Fall City will try again now with 6:30 left in this half.
They're about 15 now back at the 4.
Sells in his own end zone there and the shotgun there. Calls a snap. There it is. Quick throw, and that ball is in and out of the hands of number 2, Tate Wilcox there. Falls to the ground there. So going to bring up 4th down and 11 for Fall City, which looks like they're going to bring in the punt team here. Got no choice. It's your own 4, 4.5-yard line.
A lot of steam on that throw.
Yeah, it was. Wilcox back to punt for the Tigers there.
Martin back here deep. For Fairbury on your far left side there. Tom over here on the near side, Brendan Rummy.
And Wilcox, there's a snap. It's a good snap. Gets kick off. Decent kick. Rummy didn't get the ball at his own
38-yard line, gets around the right side there. He loses one player and gets tackled there at about the 25-yard line of the Tigers there, where Fairbury will take over first and 10.
You're listening to the Bruce A. College High School Game of the Week on KTNC. The Fall City Tigers of Fairbury take on the Jeffs on KTNC, AM 1230 and FM 107.1 in Fall City.
Yeah, we're going to mark that. We're going to say that's at the 24-yard line there of the Tigers. 6:16 left here before half at beautiful Jeff Stadium there. We got quarterback back there, Jay Beal, number 5, who's had a good game there, single running back, fakes the handoff. Tigers are in on him, but he rolls right. Oh, he's got an open field. He's going to go untouched into the end zone there for a 24-yard touchdown for Jay Beal.
It's a little bit like the Tiger contained. Whoever had the outside got sucked in that time. I let the quarterback run around him.
Wow. Saw that opening, and he took off, and he didn't get touched all the way into the end zone, John. Well, we're going to set up for the extra point here now. 6:08 left here, 34-0, the Fall of Fairbury Jeffs. Wow.
The ground of Jeffs. They're now positive rushing yards for the night for 7 yards. Kick is up.
It is up, and it is good. So 35-0, 6:08 left, and we're going to take a 30-second break here. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Schooling Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. C.J. Katosh in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, that was another short set of downs there. One play, 24 yards. Beal sticking around the right side, untouched into the end zone there. 6:08 left in this game before halftime. Judd with the extra point, and we're sitting at 35-0, Fairbury. Back to kick here, it looks like is number 15 for Fairbury, Devin Carroll, back deep for Fall City to receive this. We've got Isaac Frederick and Tate Wilcox. I think that's who's back there.
I believe so.
Looks like Wilcox is going to get the ball at about his own 12-yard line, take it around the right side. Nice move out of the sideline. Finally gets pulled down out of bounds at the 35-yard line there. Nice run back.
Nice return. Good job by the Tigers on the return that time.
Yeah, I might have lied to you. That might have been a 30-yard line there. Yeah, looks like they're going to mark it about 31-yard line. I'm having trouble seeing that sideline, apparently, John. I'm about 0 for 5, I'm guessing, on that.
It's a long way to cross her, Tom.
31-yard line. 6 minutes left in the first half. Fall City will take over first and 10. Haven't mounted a lot of offense. Had a couple of drives that just stalled out there, and that's been about it for the Tigers there. Been struggling moving the ball on offense. Fairbury's been playing a stout defense. Fell's back in the backfield with, I think that's Frederick back there with him. Two split out to the right, one to the left. There's a snap. Fell's looking to throw the ball, gets it off, in and out of the hands there of Wilcox, cutting across the middle. Incomplete, it falls.
Try a little quick one over that middle, a little slant. That pretty Fell's got hit again just to get rid of the football.
It's a nice throw. Hit him in the hands there, a little high. But fell to the ground. Going to bring up second and 10 now for the Tigers at their own 31-yard line. We've got 5:56 in this first half left.
Halftime of Conestoga, Johnson County Central leading Conestoga 12-8 tonight over on Sunny 101.3.
Yeah, pretty good ball game.
Yeah.
So Zach has shotgun again there. We've got
Strucker split out here to the right. We got three receivers split to the left there. There's the snap. He's looking left to Strucker there. Throws the ball up, and it's going to, oh, it's going to bounce off his hands there. And Fairbury D-back had a lot better chance at that ball. Number 13 back there, Corey Nippert, more so than what Strucker did there. It was thrown kind of short, but regardless, it falls to the ground incomplete, and it'll bring up a third down now and 10 yards to go, again from the Tiger 31-yard line.
Nippert won't necessarily want to watch the film with the rest of the team whenever they do that, because they're going to say, why didn't you catch that?
You don't get too many chances like that. That was right there in his hands there.
Oh, he used two hands.
Yeah. Strucker split again to the left here. We got Tris to the right. That'll cause the snap count. There was a snap. Nice snap. Throws the ball, and again, goes off the hands of number two, Wilcox, there, and falls incomplete. So, wow, a short series there. Three incomplete passes there, and going to bring up fourth down now and 10, and Fall City going to have to punt the ball again.
No yards in 14 seconds is all that goes off the clock on that drive for the Tigers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a line doing good. They are
getting a lot of pressure in there on the Tiger quarterback. Back to punt the ball here now, the Tigers. There's a snap, and it's a good snap. Gets the punt off. A wobbly snap there, headed to the right sideline, and it goes out of bounds. We'll see where the ref stops and marks that. It's going to be at the midfield mark there, right at the 50-yard line. Fairbury will take over. 5:46 left here before half. Fairbury will be first and 10 from the midfield stripe.
These officials seem to be very aware of where the yard markers are. About every down starts on a right on a yard marker. makes it easy for us.
It's kind of uncanny almost that happens over. You're right. That thing is right on the 50-yard line. That makes it easy for us up here.
That's all we care about.
Beal back at quarterback again. We got single running back behind him. Two receivers split left and right. Coming in motion to the right there is a receiver. Beal rolls out right, throws the ball up, and it falls short there. Nobody was able to get to that there. It looked like the Fall City Tiger had a better chance than the Fairbury receiver. That just kind of came out of his hand not very well. Falls incomplete there.
Back there on the coverage for the Tigers that time was Daniel Hollins. He had the best shot at it.
Oh, I see a flag here, it looks like, John. It looks like
Chop block
is going to be called there against the Jeffs. They're going to mark off a
big one.
15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul there. So in reality there, that ends up being about a 20-yard penalty there. Going to bring up first down at Keenan, I'm assuming there. They've got
back to the 30, so now
second down on the
first and 30.
Should be first and 30 there. Now they changed it there. First down and 30 for Fairbury at their own 30-yard line. Beal back in the shotgun there. Leonard, receiver coming in motion to the right there. There's a snap. Hands off to number 6 there and picks up a short gain there. About a yard there for, six. I should know he scored Martin. That's Martin there. Short gain there. Going to bring up second down now and 29 there for the Jets.
The Tigers getting the stop up there in the front. Coming up there at that time, making the stop. They've got Helmick in there along with Fields.
Beal back over to the sideline here to get the play. Second down and 29 here for Fairbury, and the clock is running here. 5 minutes left and counting here before half. Two receivers, two just split up to the right, and we have one split wide to the left. There's a snap. Tigers got a big rush. Their flag's thrown. Throws the ball up. It's complete to Martin along the right sideline here, and they're going to finally knock him out of bounds. Let's see where they mark him. Going to mark him at Fall City 43-yard line, which is going to be about 3 yards short of the first down, but let's see what the call is. You got illegal participation?
Well, we got an injured player for Fairbury. Getting up slowly, coming off the ground. flags flew on both sides of the field at the same time.
Well, let's see if we can get this ironed out. We've got the refs all huddling here to discuss this. We'll see what kind of call we make. That was a nice completed pass there. Just
good run after.
Sure was.
Where he gets a lot of yards after the catch.
They have. The backs are hard to bring down, it looks like. I mean, those receivers are hard to get down. Well, let's see. They're still discussing this, John. Don't know what we're going to end up with here.
Could be a debate.
Yeah. That looks like what they're doing.
So what do you got? What do you got?
Here's the call. After all that, we're going to wave it off there. So Fairbury is going to be about 3 yards short of the first down here. Going to bring up third down and three for Fairbury.
Remember who caught that ball?
Yeah, that was Martin. Number six there. Martin caught that down the sidelines.
They gained 25 yards.
Yeah. So Fairbury breaks out them, brings up third and three. Remember, this was a first and 30. So Jess has picked up a couple of nice plays here and get this within attainable position here. There's a snap. Beal looks left, throws the ball. Martin picks it up there, and he's going around the left side. Oh, he fumbled the ball. But he fumbled it. That just fell right out of his hands. I don't think he was hit.
Saw that last night, too.
That worked. Fell out of his hands there, and they're going to mark it at the 25-yard line, which will be certainly enough for the first down. You know, mark it there, and... Fairbury is going to be first and 10 at the Falls City Tiger 25-yard line.
18-yard pickup there, 4:31 left in this first half.
That ball just looked like it had a little grease on it.
It
popped out of his arms.
At some point, if I was Fairbury, I'd run the draw. It would just, everybody would stop. What are you doing?
Hey, have they had a running, besides the quarterback, you know, running around the end here?
Well, inside handoff one time.
That's right. There haven't been many. Beal back, hands the ball off, look, just as we speak there. And Fall City is there to stop that. We even lost a yardage on
perhaps
that play there, John.
Perhaps that's why they're not running the ball. I'm guessing Stephen Fields was up there in on that one.
Oh, my. That was handed off. Let's see. Let's give him some due here. That must have been Van Lanningham there on the carry. We haven't seen many out of him. Beal over to the sideline to get the play. Going to bring up second and 12. We've got 4 minutes left here in the first half. Second and 12 for Fairbury at the Falls City 27-yard line. 35-0 Fairbury. Beal back there in the shotgun. Has a back there. He pitches the ball to him. Takes it off on the right side. And dragging him down for... Real short gain there, we're going to say.
Tate Wilcox.
15 had the ball. That is Devin Carroll there. And gets around the right side for just a real short pickup of a yard. Third down and 11 yards to go for Fairbury. 3:22. Clock is running here before halftime. Beal looks over, gets the play. Fairbury huddles up. They break the huddle. Beal back and shotgun. Single back. One split right, two receiver split left. There's a snap. Beal rolls left. He's getting pressured there by Falls City. Gets an opening. Oh, wow.
Seven.
Wide open number four, Riley Arner for the touchdown. 26-yard touchdown completion there for Fairbury. Wow. He was he was wide open, John. There wasn't anybody around him. Honor for the score.
26 yards.
Judd coming in to attempt the extra point. 2:51 left here before half. 41-0 Fairbury. Back to attempt the PAT is Fairbury. There's a snap and the hold and the kick is up. And it is good. 42-0 Fairbury here. 2:51 left. We're going to take a 30-second break here. You're listening to KTNC. We'll be back in 30.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. Make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering EMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th between 10 and 3.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. Jake or Tasha in Auburn, see them, or you can see Weston Witt in Falls City. For the Fairbury, put together a 6-play, 50-yard drive here with 2:51 left before half. Scoring play was a 26-yard pass play from Beal to Arner. Judd with the extra point there, and we are sitting at 42-0 Fairbury. And all set for the kickoff here. Fairbury back to kick the ball here. Number 15, Devin Carroll. There's the boot. Kind of a lovely kick going to the left there. It's picked up by the Tigers there. Got a good run back. Going to get back to, I'm going to say, about the 37-yard line there of Falls City, where the Tigers will take over first and 10.
I'm not sure who that was, Tom.
Yeah.
The binoculars were absolutely worthless to me. I can't see the numbers or anything.
It was a pile of Jeffs there making that stop. Falls City take over here again. First down at their own 37-yard line. Again, 2:46 left before half. Been a lengthy first half with a lot of scoring, a lot of pass plays, a lot of killed clock there. Sells back there with two backs in the backfield, two receivers split out to the right. Sells calls the snap. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to Hollins, I believe, has that ball. I'll see when he gets up there.
Yeah,
15-12 there. Yeah, looks like Hollins had the ball. Maybe gonna get thrown for a, let's just call it no gain there.
Connor Gertz on the tackle for Fairbury.
And bring up second down. 10 yards to go there for the Tigers. 2:20 and running here for the Tigers here before halftime. Tigers break the huddle. Coming to the line here. We've got two receivers split out to the right there and two in the backfield here. So it calls a snap. Ball snap. Hands the ball off again to, this time to Frederick. Again, real short gain, if anything there. I'm going to say no gain, in fact, where they mark that ball. It's going to bring up third down and 11 yards to go for the Tigers there. I think we're just trying to run this clock out as much as we can here before half and get to half and try to regroup for the Tigers, John.
Defensive front, Fairbury is doing a job. They're rushing the quarterback well, and they're slowing down, stopping the Tiger run game.
Shows on the scoreboard that the Jets only have one timeout left here. They may take it after this play. 1:18 counting here. 3rd and 11 for Fall City. Sells back to take the snap. Two receivers split to the right. There's a snap, takes a handoff, rolls right, looking for a receiver, throws the ball down into the ground there, incomplete pass, attempt for Jackson Strauss there, and good coverage there by the Jeffs on that play. Clock is going to stop here with 58 seconds left before half. Tigers going to have to punt the ball here at their own 36-yard line. So Fairbury get the ball one more time here before half and see if they can do something with it.
Wilcox, the punter, I believe.
Yeah, Wilcox back to punt. Two back here for the Jets. Looks like 22 is one of them there. Runge, and is that number
10?
7? I can't see it. Oh, the punt block there. And 50 picks it up, and it's going to take it into the end zone here.
58?
I think it's 50. Looked like 50 when I first saw it, John.
They don't have 50.
Don't have 50.
Yeah.
I guess we'll work that out. Anyway, it's about a 30. Well, he picked the ball up probably about the 25-yard line there and went in to score. It is number 50, they said. Ethan McCown.
Oh, because you have two numbers. Ethan McCown or you're a senior.
Well, look at that. My eyes weren't deceiving me, John.
Very good.
He picks the ball up there after the block punt. I'm not sure if he got the block, too, but he was there pick, scoop it up, and run it in there for a touchdown. Back to the extra point there is Judd. There's a snap. It's high, but he gets it up
And the extra point is good. So with 49 seconds left, Fairbury has stretched the lead to 49-0. And we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to KTNC. We'll be back in 30.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn, Weston Witt in Falls City. Well, a block punt by the Jeffs there with 49 seconds here left before halftime. Number 50, McCown, takes the ball in from about 25 yards out for the score. Judd comes on for the extra point, and here with 49 seconds left, it's 49-0 Fairbury. Well, they're back to, I think his leg's getting tired from all the kickoffs he's done. Back to boot the ball here again at Fairbury, and there's the kickoff. It's a nice boot. Falls to the ground and picked up by Frederick there at his own 15-yard line. Goes around the right side. It's about a 15-yard return on that. They're going to mark it at the 29-yard line of Falls City, where the Tigers will take over first and 10.
Well, the Tigers, you know, you keep throwing completions, stops the clock, lets the team get the other ball, or the other team get the ball. But you got to try something. You got to try whatever you got in the playbook.
Yeah, they're having a hard time running the ball on that Jets defense there, and don't leave them much option there, but try to throw the ball. But neither one is working too well here tonight. Jets are playing stout. Sal's back to take the snap here. There's a flag thrown over on that sideline, it looks like there. Weaves around the left side here, and knocked out of bounds is Hollins at the 39-yard line, it looks like. Well, I thought I saw a flag over there. Must have been a towel or something they threw it. Oh, that's
there's one of those kids. That's the one from a towel.
It's right behind the referee, so I thought that was a flag.
Right.
That's enough for a first down. All right, except a good game going about just a little over 10 yards there. They mark it at about the 39-yard line of Falls City. 35 seconds left here before half. Sells in the backfield. Two backs back there, two split out to the left. There's the snap. Ian hands the ball off right up the middle there and runs into kind of a wall of Jess right there.
Hoggy Judd leads the charge that time for Fairbury.
And, I mean, no gain there for Holland. Going to bring up second down there in 10, and they may just be content to let this clock just run down here before halftime, John. No, they're going to break the huddle here and see if we got enough time for one more play here. So Sal's calling the signals there. Snaps the ball. Again, handoff to Hollins around the right end there. He leaves one tackler and gets dumped there after a four-yard gain, and that is going to bring us to halftime. We got a score of 49-0 Fairbury here at halftime.
Stay tuned. We'll have the Highland Community College halftime show coming up. Close to home and far from debt, Highland Community College. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a two-minute break and be back to look at the first half scoring on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices.
No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And back at Fairbury, it's halftime where the Jets lead the Falls City Tigers now 49-0. The Jets had a good first half. They ran for a touchdown, but throwing the football, especially early in this ballgame, to get off to a quick start. Our halftime show recap brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Tom, you got the first half scoring?
I got a lot of Fairbury scores here to go through. Starting off with a two-play, 67-yard drive. Beeler with a pass to Martin for the first score, though. The extra point was no good. And at the 11:27 mark of the first quarter, Fairbury led 6-0. Didn't take too long, and we saw the same combination with Beeler to Martin with a one-play, 48-yard drive there. Beeler with the throw to Martin. And had a two-point conversion, Beal getting the extra 2 points there to bring the score to 14-0 with 8:55 left here in the first quarter. Beal then threw a pass to Runge after a nine-play 78-yard drive. It was a 24-yard scoring pass. Judd with the extra point, and Fairbury with 1:30 left in the first quarter led 21-0. Shortly after that, the ball was picked off by Olds for Fairbury, who took it in from 40 yards out. Judd with the extra point, and with just 13 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Fairbury was out to a 28-0 lead. 6:08 mark of the second quarter, Beale ran around the right end there for 24 yards. And Judd put the extra point through, and Fairbury was then up 35-0 at the 2:51 mark of the second quarter. Beal to Honor for a 26-yard pass play that capped off a 6-play, 50-yard drive. Judd with the extra point, and it was a 42-0 ball game, Fairbury. And just before half, with 49 seconds left, we had a blocked punt by Fairbury. Number 50, McCown, took the ball in from 25 yards out. Judd with the extra point, and Falls City was down 39-0 as we went into halftime.
There we go. Hear me now. Fairbury played well the first half. The Tigers are struggling. They are back now here at halftime trying to get regrouped, see if they can come out and get something going in the second half, and we know it's going to be a struggle at times for the Tigers this year, but they are learning the ropes and building for the future, so hopefully they can get something going here in this second half. That's our halftime recap. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home. It's far from dead. Learn more online at highlandcommunitycollege.com. That's highlandcc.edu. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll check in for the weekend weather, see what it's going to be like for a three-day weekend. Take another break from our sponsors. Thank them for bringing you the high school football action. Then we'll be back with second-half action on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is your good time, oldies station KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Partly cloudy, areas of showers and isolated thunderstorms early on, low 63. Saturday, lots of sunshine, high of 83, breezy winds. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 58. High of 79 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, mainly clear, low 59. Sunny on Labor Day, high of 82. Monday night, mainly clear, low near 60. On Tuesday, lots of sun, high of 85. Tuesday night, mainly clear, low near 60. High of 86 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 61. We're to high of 86 on Thursday, mainly sunny. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy. Will cool to a low near 62. On Friday, a mix of clouds and some sunshine will be developing. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 81.
Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought that professional performance home. Gravely Residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero-turns that are tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare, smarter, easier, and more intuitive controls. We've had 100-plus years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck and put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. Available at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West in Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here at Fairbury. 49-0 the score. Fairbury leading Fall City at halftime here tonight at Fairbury. Coming up tomorrow, it's Husker football on KTNC. The Huskers in action. Kickoff 2:30. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 12:30 tomorrow here on KTNC. And then more high school football next week, Friday, only next week. These Thursday, Friday things are kind of throwing off. There's going to be some more of that this year with our shortage of officials. I know there's another game we're added to the schedule over on Sunday when Johnson Brock has moved the game to Thursday night. Right, so.
And that's due to officials, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
So, and then,
wow.
Got one over Missouri that's moved to a Saturday, so it's going to be an interesting season because they keep getting changed as we go. So we invite you to tune in and every Friday night, maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have football somewhere. Unless the Rams plan, we won't have too many Saturday games. But that's the way that goes. You'll be able to hear Chiefs football this year on sister station Sunny 101.3. The teams are out warming up. They'll get their extra 3-minute warm-up period. It shouldn't take them too long to warm up tonight, although it's much nicer now than it was 96. Feels like temperature. Kickoff time tonight here, but that was an hour and a half.
Yeah,
ago.
I've got 81 right now on my watch.
Still a warm night. So while they're getting ready, well, the Tigers went over. They're ready to start. I don't think there are coming officials. I think we're still going to get our extra 3 minutes. So we'll do that. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with the second half kickoff coming up on KTNC.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Community Medical Center in Fall City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th between 10 and 3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We get back here to Fairbury High School where we are getting set to go in the second half. And, Tom, we've reached the point of this game with a 49-0 lead for Fairbury. We're going to have a quick one here because we're going to have a running clock this second half unless Fall City has a long scoring.
Yeah, we sure are, Jim. We've got about a minute left here before the second half kicks off, and that's not the way I saw this game going here when I sat down initially before the game. I thought this would be a pretty tight ball game. Fall City is going to have to do a lot of scoring to get back in this. Not saying they couldn't, but so far this first half there, it's been a struggle to move the ball consistently for them. Picked up a few first downs and then just kind of stalled out.
Coming up tomorrow, softball, Fall City, the Nebraska Johnson Brock squad, Omaha, Buena Vista, Raymond Central, Southern, and Syracuse will be at the Auburn softball tournament. If you're looking for something to do, that should be about over by the time the Huskers kick off tomorrow. Volleyball, Auburn, and Beatrice, H. Stress, and Falls City, you heard of it, the Weeping Water tournament tomorrow. So lots of things going on tomorrow for area high school teams.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a pretty nice day tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
better than best day of the weekend.
Yeah, like 84, 83 for a high. Yeah, Fairbury's going to kick this ball off here to start the second half. Back deep there for the Tigers or that looks like Strauss back there. There's one. And is that Wilcox over on the other side? I can't tell. I can't see that number far enough away. There's the kick. The low liner there, bounces there, and picked up there by, I think, Frederick. Cuts left, cuts right. Oh, there's flag thrown. Oh, he's broken out into the open there. Oh, just hung on there. Nice return by, Holland.
Holland.
Gets out to the 47, but it looks like going to be a block in the back there against the Tigers. Going to bring that ball back after a nice run.
All the way back around the 26-yard line. Oh, yeah. 21-15, about 36-yard penalty.
That's been a tough way to start the second half because that was a nice run back there by Owen. Block in the back against the Tigers there. Let's see where they end up putting this ball here for the Tigers to start off here the second half. He's marking the penalty off there. He's going to set that down at the, we're going to call it the 17-yard line there of Fall City. So, nice run back is foiled by a block in the back there by the Tigers there. They'll take over first and 10 here. Clock is running. Going to see that thing run a lot this half here. Back at quarterback, is that Sell still?
I believe it
looks like three. It is actually there still. Back takes a snap. Goes left. There's the option. Pitch to Hollins there on the left side. Avoids one tackler, but smothered after about a one-yard gain is all.
Pretty good defense coming up there from corner spot that time for Fairbury. They're moving up there with the spot. I believe it was Armour coming from the outside end to help get the stop.
Mark it at the 18. They're going to be second down to 9 for Falls City. They break the huddle there. Got Sells in the backfield, a quarterback, Strauss in the slot, two receivers split left, one to the right, and Holland is behind Sells in the backfield. Sells calls a snap. There's the snap, hands the ball off to Holland, right up the middle there. Avoids a couple tackles, nice strong run there, going to pick up about 4 or 5 yards on that. Going to bring up third down and about 4 yards for the Tigers.
Good pickup there.
Yeah, that's kind of all on his own.
That puts the Tigers back in positive yardage. They had a couple of bad snaps to the quarterback earlier that didn't connect on. Tigers lost a bunch of yardage with those two plays, about 23 yards on those two snaps off to the side.
Say third down and a long 3 here for Fall City. Two receivers split out here to the right, Wilcox and Strecker. Two backs in the backfield there. Sells calling the snap there. There it is. Snap. Hands the ball off to Hollins around the left side there. And going to pick up a couple of yards. It's going to be short of that first down there. Going to bring him fourth down where they mark it there and about 2 yards to go. See what the Tigers do. You've got to think they're going to be punting the ball here, but you never know.
Fairbury trying to steal that ball away. They got tackling him that time. Coming up around the stop was Augie Judd.
Wilcox back deep there for the punt. Fairbury changing a few people out. We've got two people back deep. It looks like, let's see, is that 22? That is Runge 1. And the snap is fumbled. And it's blocked and picked up again by number 4 for Riley Arner. For another score for the Jets.
Is that him twice?
That's him twice. He picked up that other block. No, that was McCown. Picked up that other block punt. Arner did have a touchdown, but it was a receiving touchdown. Arner picks this one up and goes in. Oh, I'd say he picked that up about the 8-yard line, it looked like there, John.
I'll agree with that. In.
Wow. He just, the snap was low and he just couldn't get the handle on it there, and by the time he did, he had 3 Jets in there on him, and the punt was blocked. Arner grabbed it and then took it the rest of the way in.
Yeah, credit the Jets. They get off the ball on the defensive front very well, whether it be a punt, a pass, or a run. They are in the Tiger backfield.
Jet back for the extra point here now. There's the snap. It's low, but handled. gets the ball up, and it is good. So 8:17 left here in the third quarter, and 56-0 Fairbury. We're going to take a 30-second break. You're listening to KTNC.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recast brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Well, quick score there for Fairbury on a block punt. Arnold scoops it up, takes it in from 8 yards out. Judd makes the extra point, and we're sitting at 56-0, 8:17 left here in the third quarter. We're lined up here for the kickoff. Fairbury just about set to boot it, and he gets the signal, and nice kick there. It's going to drop on the ground there, but then picked up there by Wilcox. So that's Hollins there.
Yeah,
well, good moves there, and gets the ball clear out to the, let's see where they end up marking it.
It'll be about the 42 or 3.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he goes from straight forward to reverse in a hurry, doesn't he?
Yeah, that was a nice gain there.
He stops and backs up really quickly.
Let's see where they're
going right to the 45 yard line.
That'd be great if they did that.
Wouldn't they're going to.
I think they're right. Hey, they like that even money on that.
I love it.
Yeah, well, shoot. Going to put it at the 44 yard line. Fall City's own 44 yard line. Be first and 10 for the Tigers. 7.5 minutes left here and running for the Tigers. Sells in the backfield, Hollins behind him, and got two split out to the left. Sells calls the snap count there, pulls center. Ooh, it looked like he was going to hand it off, and he just slips in the grass there and goes down.
Yeah.
And it'd be about a 7-yard loss there for Sells on that.
Green monster guy.
It looked like he wanted to hand the ball off to Hollins there, but one of them turned the wrong way, and as a result, Sells was stuck with the ball and didn't have much to do, and then he slips. So
about 7 on the play.
Yeah.
Bring up 2nd and 17?
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. 2nd and 17 there for the Tigers. Clock is running. 6:40 left here in the third. Ball City breaks the huddle. We've got two receivers split left, two to the right. Got Hollins behind the quarterback back there in the backfield. Sells calls the snap. There's the snap. Looks right. Throws the ball right. Oh, it looked pretty good pass there. Just kind of went right through the hands there of number 12 there, Frederick, for an incomplete pass.
And Blakely got hit just as he's letting go of the ball. He just doesn't have a lot of time to pick out anybody and go.
No, it's hard to run a deep pattern when you're getting that much pressure.
Yeah.
So third down now, and 17 yards to go for the Tigers. Two receivers again split left and right. Hollins behind Sells in the backfield. Calls a snap. Fairbury's got a lot of kids. Oh, look like the Jets were offside. They're going to get a free play? No, I'm going to blow the whistle there.
Like two of them.
Yeah.
Might have won it.
Going to be a defensive offsides on this. Going to mark off 5 yards, so it's going to bring up third down and about 12 for Fall City here now. A couple Jeffs, I think they're a substitute, and a few people in here now. They do have a few starters, but they're kind of starting to play some others. Sells back in the backfield again. Two split lefts, two rights. There's the snap. Looks deep. Throws the ball, and again, right in Frederick's hands there. Just dropped the ball.
Couldn't hang on to it. Would have been... He would have been able to stop it short of the first down right on that sideline, but still, you want to hang on to that football.
Yeah, that's a nice pass. Fourth down and 12 now for the Tigers. They're huddling up here. We'll see. I hate to venture a call here at this stage. It looks like they're going to go for this here, being close enough to midfield, I guess, that Coach Banger's going to go forward here and see if we can make something happen. We got two split left. Oh, now we got the ref waving his arms, and we're going to have a timeout by Fairbury. First one of the half for them. So we're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be back. You're listening to KTNC Radio.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, John, fourth down and 12 for the Tigers here. Taking a little extra time here. The kid's getting a little water, it looks like, and before we start this fourth down play, Fairbury coming back on the field. Fall City still huddled up over on their sideline there. We'll see what Coach Bangert has for a call here for him there on this fourth and 12.
Looks like the deep man back here.
That's number six. That's
six
on there.
Jackson Martin Sr.
He's kind of slippery.
Yes,
he slipped a few times already, hadn't he? Fall City's going to split two receivers out to the right, two to the left. Holland's behind Sells in the backfield. There's a snap. Got a little time. Going to look, looked on, and then he gets smothered there in the backfield for a big loss. Wow. Looks like a loss of about 8 yards there by Sells there.
Back to the 34-yard line, a loss of 9.
Wow. Looked like it was at 15 there for Fairbury that made that stop. Devin Carroll. He had a little time there to throw, but no one was open, and the pressure just got to him there and took him down. So Fairbury's going to take over the ball. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Going to be at the Falls City 34-yard line. Looks like Beal is still in the game there. We got two Jets split left, one to the right. Single back in the backfield. Beal back to throw. Throws the ball up in the air. He got an open receiver just off his fingertips. That's Martin there. Wow. That was close. It looks like he's hobbling a little bit there. I don't know if Martin kind of turned something on that play. He's back jogging again.
Looks like he's all right.
Yeah.
Kind of pulled up real quick there, but pass pretty much on the money. Just couldn't quite hold on.
Looks like Beal over on the sideline getting the play. Going to bring it back in. 3:22 and counting here. Second down and 10 for Fairbury from the Falls City 34-yard line. We've got we've got an extra guy, and looks like they're going to throw the flag here.
The first time they've had that tonight.
Break in the huddle with 12 people there, so they're going to move Fairbury back 5 more yards and bring up second down and 15 for the Jets now at the 39-yard line. Fairbury back over the ball. Beal in the shotgun, back behind him, two split left, one right, pitches the ball off to the back. Oh, and he is just decked. Oh, my gosh, that was a big hit. Big hit by, can you pick that number up, John?
22?
Gosh darn it, I can't see it, John.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, Robert Gilkerson, yeah,
big hit.
Linebacker.
Big hit there. Going to bring a third down now and 16 yards to go for the Jets from the Fall City 40-yard line. 2:10 left in this game and counting. Beal comes from the sideline with the play. And three receivers, Fairbury splitting out to the right, one to the left. Single back in backfield there behind Beal. Beal calls a snap. There's a snap. He rolls right. Looking, throws the ball deep, and ball's going to fall incomplete there. Bring up fourth down now and 15. Oh, we got Fairbury Jeff down on the field right now. I don't know if it's a cramp or what. He's over on the side away from where that action took place there. I'm not sure what's going on with him. The ref called timeout, and I think we're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break, and we'll be back. You're listening to KTNC Radio.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we still got a Jeff down on the field. I did not see anything that happened to him.
No, our trainer's got his foot up on her knee trying to stretch out that.
Yeah,
so
it looks like we do have a cramping issue out there. It is a warm night, very humid night out there. Like I said, that took place away from the play there. He was running out for a pattern, too, the receiver was, and he just kind of cramped up. That looks like
there you
number,
go.
Is that number seven? No, number four. That's number four, Riley Arner, coming off sideline. Looks like he's walking a little better now. They'll get him stretched out there. In the meantime, it's going to be 4th and 15 for Federbury. They're lined up in punting position there. Back deep for Falls City is Jackson Strauss. 4th down and 15 from the Falls City 40-yard line. There's a snap. There's the punt. Oh, it's a high kick, but it's not very deep. Going to land on the ground.
Oh, hit a tiger. It hit a tiger.
Did that hit a tiger?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Came down and hit. He had no idea where the ball was. He's blameless. Now they're mixing it up a little bit on the sideline. Don't need that.
Don't need that. Looks like they're going to get this ironed out here. Got the ball marked at about the...
I guess I've never figured out that rule. Why can't you advance a punt? You advance everything else.
Yeah.
Why not that?
Block punt you can, but not a muff punt. It looks like they're going to put the ball at the about the 30... Well, let's see, John, where am I at? About the 28-yard line. Falls City 28-yard line where Fairbury will again get the ball here, first and 10 after that punt that was hit by a tiger, did not see the ball there, bounced and hit against him, and then Fairbury recovered the ball. So Fairbury will take back over on downs here at the Falls City 28-yard line. Things are getting a little chippy out there now, Falls City and Fairbury. I hope we don't need to see any of that.
No.
Beal back, quarterback still for Fairbury, single running back.
Third quarter.
Well, there you go. That went by fast.
Make it. That's the end of the third quarter. Fairbury 56, Falls City 0. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're back here for the start of the fourth quarter. Fairbury going to have the ball first down at the 28-yard line of Falls City after a punt by Fairbury was touched by a tiger who did not even see the ball there, just bounced off his leg there, and Fairbury was on top of the ball there to recover that. And so
you can't fault the tiger for being on the fair. You're doing your job. The ball comes down and it's not a very good punt.
Yeah. Yeah, it just happens there. Yeah, we're back here. Looks like we got a new quarterback in the game now here for Fairbury. I'm trying to pick up a number. That is, he's got the ball and goes around the right side there. Nice run. That is number, is that number seven?
I'm looking.
I want to say seven, Connor Griffiths, but let me know. There's seven. No, it's number 17. 17 is Jared Wood. Had a nice run there. Going to pick up a first down, take it all the way down to the 11-yard line of the Tigers. And we got a Tiger down with a little cramp now. It looks like number 15 is... Hollins, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dan Hollins there. But he bounces back up. Looks like he shook that off. So 11 minutes clock running here with a 56-0 lead by Fairbury. Fairbury comes to the line there. A new running back there, too. When I catch his number, I'll let you know. Number 17 for Fairbury is back there. Quarterback now, that's Jared Wood. And
your new back is number 11, Tom.
Number 11 is Dalton Van Lanningham. And we got a penalty here against Fairbury. Yeah, motion penalty there. Offside, I didn't see it there. 5-yard penalty, going to bring up first down and 15 from the Tiger 21-yard line. There's a snap, the high snap. Got the ball, runs around the left side there and picks up very little there. Maybe a yard there. Oh, there's a flag. We got some extracurriculars going on over here.
Tiger number 17 in there on the stop that time. Wyatt Oberdeen. Nice to see him back for the Tigers.
Yeah, sure is. Looked like Wilcox and number 7, Connor Gurris for Fairbury. Where...
Now we get a personal foul against the Jets.
We're going to march it back here again. So going to bring up... scooting backwards here.
First in a bunch.
First in a bunch. We'll see.
Actually, second down.
18, second down, and about 28, if my math is correct there, John.
35, yeah.
Yeah, looks like that's about right there.
You get about to the fire somewhere in that neighborhood.
Second down in a bunch for the Jets. 9.5 minutes left in the game. Woods back at quarterback there, Van Lanningham behind him. Two Jets split left, one coming into motion now to the right. There's the snap. He rolls right, looking for a receiver, and it's knocked down by a Tiger. There's good defense there by number, is that
28.
28?
28 for the Tigers. That's going to be Mason Collier.
Good play by him. They're going to bring a third down and long now for Fairbury from the Falls City 35-yard line.
You know, it's been a whole season. I had forgotten how much I hated the Tiger away jerseys with these late important new numbers on them.
They're difficult to see. 129 here for the Jets there. Woods back at quarterback. Two split left, two to the right for Fairbury. Single back in the backfield along with Woods. Calls the snap count, gets the ball, rolls right, looking for a receiver, rolls right, and he's going to get swallowed up there by a host of Tigers there. Looks like going to be no gain there on that, where they're going to mark that. So going to bring up fourth down now in about 29, what?
Steven Fields on the stop.
What's that, fourth down?
Must have been.
I lost it down then, John. That's how Falls City is going to take over the ball. Looks like at their own... 33-yard line. Going to be first down for the Tigers going the other way. I thought that was only third down. I missed one, John.
Well, that's not bad. One, pretty good. Timeout, Fairbury. 7:57 to go in the ball game. Fairbury leading 56-0. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
56-0 Fairbury going to go to 2-0 on the season with this win tonight. They picked up a 35-0 victory last week against Tri-County. They'd love to keep their shutout streak going. It's rare enough to do, especially get two in a row.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Now we got less than 8 minutes left here in the game. Fall City going to take over first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Getting some new faces in the backfield here for the Tigers. That looks like a different quarterback there.
No, that is Sell still.
Looks right and throws a pass. It's complete. Oh, they kind of knocked and hit him out of bounds there, it looks like. Who caught that ball for? That was Strecker again, it looks like, by the way he's running. I got
it all in your eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So nice pickup there, gain of about 11 yards there, and they're going to tack on another 15 with personal foul, hitting them out of bounds there.
That was Tigers' first completion of the second half.
7:20 left in the game here. Going to mark off the penalty, clear down to the Fairbury 40-yard line there, where Fall City will have first and 10. So we're back up at the ball there. We've got Sells in the backfield with two backs by him. Two receivers split out here to the left. Sells calling the snap count. There's the snap. Fakes a handoff. Rolls left. Getting pressured there. Has an opening there. Throws the ball. And it's complete out to Strecker again. And going to pick up about 8 yards on the play there. Sells had a lot of running on that play. Wow. Rolled right, rolled left, and found an open Strecker there with a nice pass on the run.
Gain of about 7 on the play, and Strecker did a nice job getting a yard or two after the catch with a bunch of defenders around
him. Yeah, second down and 3 now for the Tigers. 6.5 minutes left in the game there. Tigers break the huddle. You got two Tigers split out here to the left and two in the backfield along with Sells. Sells looks over the field there, calls a snap. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to Hollins, run right tackle there, and makes a good move there. A couple of good moves. He's broken it open there, and he's going to get into the end zone for a score. And look around. No flags, it looks like, John. So Fall City's going to break into the scoring column here on a nice run there by Daniel Hollins.
Did you see the hardest part of that play for him?
What was that?
Had to push his blocker out of his way. He went up and gave a stiff arm to his blocker, and I was like, get out of the way.
Oh, my. It's a nice run there by Hollins. In here to try the extra point is going to be Helmick with, looks like Wilcox with the hold. They're lined up for the extra point. Well, we got another one coming in here. It looks like Strauss coming onto the field. And now we're going to take a timeout here. We seem to have a lot of problems getting people on the field. We time out. 5:58 left. You're listening to KTNC. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. Fall City just scored their first touchdown of the game there. 56-6, 5:58 left in the game here. We're going to go for the extra point here. Helmick marking off the distance there, and he's lined up to kick the ball. Well, now we got a Tiger running off the field, and he gets off the field here. So we're lined up here, I think, with the right amount of people here for the extra point. There's a snap. There's a kick. It's up, and it does break over that goal post there. So it's good there. Makes the score 56-7, Fairbury. And, we're taking a little break here, John. We'll just stay here. We'll stay here. Let me go over this scoring plays here for Fall City. It's three-play drive, 67 yards for the Tigers. 33-yard run by Hollins for the score. At the 5:58 mark of the fourth quarter, Fall City breaks the zero column there and gets on the board, makes it 56-7. Extra point was put up there by Helmick, was good. And Yeah, that's good that they at least scored a touchdown, John. That's the first one of the year. They didn't score at all last week, so that's nice to get at least in the end zone there for them.
Say our win, or excuse me, say our lead at the end of the third quarter, 40-24, final score there at tonight at Jed Brown.
No, it's the final or the end.
The other game, I believe, is the final, Johnson County Central, 24-14. I'm just confirming that's the final. They didn't have long to go a few minutes ago in that one.
The Tigers are lined up here to kick the ball. Number 64 is Helmut back there to boot it. And back deep for Fairbury, it looks like we've got... There's the kick, and it's fielded there by number 11 for Fairbury. Nice run back. Gets cleared back to the 40-yard line there of the Jets, where they'll start first and 10.
Van Lanningham.
Van Lanningham with the run back there.
Defensively there for the Tigers. Oh, they don't have that number. 28 again. Mason Collier and Fields.
Looks like both teams are kind of subbing fairly freely here now. That ball is again at the 40-yard line. We've got 5:26 left in the game. Fairbury will take the ball over first down. Looks like number 17 is still in there at quarterback. That's Jarrett Wood.
I think the Jets have a running quarterback and a throwing quarterback.
They break the huddle. We've got one running back in the backfield along with Wood. Three Jets are split off to the left. And Wood calls the snap count. There's a snap. It's high, but he's able to grab it. Keeps the ball around the left side there. And a nice pickup of about 5 yards there for the Fairbury quarterback. And we've got a Jeff down. It looks like, again, with maybe some cramping there. Number 56 is Noah Heisen. They're going out. They're going to stop the clock here and pin to him with some cramping issues.
Collier got the stop there for the Tigers at that time. Mason, another freshman there, playing a lot of ball for the Tigers. They're going to take time to water the teams, it looks like. So yep. We'll take, well, and he's getting up, so maybe not.
It is. I got to remind you here, fans, it is a humid night here in Fairbury, and heat kind of starting to take its toll on a few of these players here with some cramping issues, especially ones that have been playing quite a bit.
Next week on KTNC, Auburn, Oahu, and on Sunny 101.3, Albany will be at Mound City for high school eight-man football next Friday night. It's over on Sunny 101.3.
Yeah, it looks like we're about ready to go here again. So they got him off the field fairly quickly. He's hobbling around on the sideline, but they'll tend to him. Got Wood back there at the quarterback position. Three Fairbury Jets are out to the left, split out. We got one back in the backfield along with Wood. Wood calls a snap, hands the ball off to number 11. That's Van Lanningham. He picks up a short gain, maybe gets a yard there on the play. Going to bring up down a third down about 4 yards for Fairbury. Clock is continuing to run. We're down to 4 minutes left here in the game.
Gilkerson gives the stop for Fall City. John Craig crashing down on that side too, as well, defensively for Fall City.
And we've got another quarterback, it looks like. No, same quarterback in. Yes, they brought Van Lanningham out, so we've got a different running back. Let's try to get it as good as we can get here when we can get some of their numbers. Hard enough to see the numbers, let alone pick up new ones. Right, John?
Yes.
We're going to go under center for this one here. Two split left to the right, one left. There's a snap, and it's a quarterback sneak, and he gets a good push there from the line, and he's got enough for the first down for the Jets.
Just about busted that thing right through the middle.
Yeah,
touchdown.
There's only one guy left back there who made that grab.
I think it was Preston Buckminster that got it on the tackle there, number 5 for Fall City, it looked like.
First down for Fairbury, just past midfield, about the length of the football there into the Tiger territory. A lot of new kids on both sides here playing ball. Wood bringing the play in from the sideline. In the huddle. They break the huddle there. We've got three receivers split left for Fairbury, one to the right, and we got one back behind Woods there. I got to think we're going to see a steady dose here of running the football. would cause a snap. There it is. Hands the ball off to number 24, it looks like. And that is number 24, Jameson Runge, with the carry. And see that big stop there. Looks like going to lose a yard on that play. Going to bring up second down and 11 for the Jets.
John Craig in on the tackle for the Tigers.
John hasn't been playing a lot of defense, mainly just offense. But he's a big unit in there.
Yeah, he is.
They list him at 335.
He's hard to move around, no doubt.
We're bringing in the call again from the sideline. Clock is a running clock in the second half here, and it's down to 150 and counting. Woods back at quarterback. Two just split left, one to the right. One back in the backfield along with Woods. There's a snap. Woods rolls right, is looking, throws the ball, it's incomplete. Attempted, the receiver was number 30, Ben Starr, for the Jets, and that's...
Start with those sidemen and get through it. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I can't lean back up
on
it.
Yeah, I looked a little behind him. That would have been a spectacular grab there to be able to get to that ball. So the clock continues to run. You're going to bring up a third down and an 11 for Fairbury. Woods is getting a lot of running activity from the sideline back and forth with those plays, isn't he?
Heard a lot in college football about teams running tempo. That's not what Fairbury is doing now.
Woods back there, quarterback. Two just split left and right. One coming into motion to the right. There's the snap. He rolls right there. He takes the ball up in the middle. Got a little hole. Got a little running room. Going to pick up close to 7 yards on that play was Woods. Going to bring up fourth down now, and we're going to call it about 4 yards there for Fairbury.
Yeah, it might have been Wyatt Overdeen and the 17 ran into each other.
That might have been the last play of the game here, John. I don't know when they started the clock there, but we're at 23 seconds and counting.
Well, I would come to the side and say we don't need to run another play, and we don't need to get anybody hurt on a last play to this.
It looks like that is going to be it, so... We're going to bring this game to a close here with Fairbury winning 56-7 over the Falls City Tigers tonight.
Tigers 0-2, Fairbury 2-0. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the score in this ball game after this timeout.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Pardon superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farman City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
What's your money doing right now? Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Fairbury High School, I took the scoreboard down already. The final score, 56-7. Fairbury with the win. Tom, you got a little wrap-up?
Yeah,
there.
At halftime, we had a 49-0 Fairbury lead. Second half was a lot less fireworks there. The Jets scored with 8:17 left in the third quarter on a second block punt there that went in for a touchdown for Fairbury. Arnor carried the ball in 8 yards, and Judd had the extra point, made the score 56-0 Fairbury. And in the fourth quarter, Falls City was able to put up a touchdown there with 5:58 left in the game. They had a three-play, 67-yard drive. Hollins took it in from 33 yards out on a running play. Helmick had the extra point, and the final score, John, was 56-7 Fairbury.
Jacksville threw 12 of 18 for 281 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception to lead the Jets tonight. So they're 2-0, Falls City 0-2. So that is going to wrap it up here tonight. The Tigers have struggled, and as I said, a young football team, and we'll see how things go here
Thank good things going on track. Good to see him get a touchdown there late in the ball game, and hopefully that leads to some better things coming up here in the next few weeks for Fall City. Oh, they shut the lights out.
All right.
Well, we'll call it good then. That's it for tonight from Fairbury. For Tom Bartek and our city engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky...